Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's talk to Alex right now. Alex, good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
Hey, I'm going to give you an analogy, man. You know how it is when you got a girlfriend, she's the greatest, and then you break up with her, and all of a sudden, to your new girlfriend, she was the worst in the world.
That sounds familiar.
It's a coping mechanism. Of course, people are going to trash these players because they're gone now. So now you don't need them. So now, okay, let's move on.
It's kind of like how the Sixers didn't need Jimmy Butler. I remember we did a. Well, let me tell you, Alex. Let me tell you something.
Don't compare the Eagles to the Sixers.
No, but
honestly, it's about
Philadelphia sports fans. We did a poll right after Jimmy was out, Tobias stayed, and Horford was in. Do you like the swap? And the majority of people said, yes, I like the swap, Horford in, Butler out. You know why? Because at that moment, Horford was the Sixer and Butler wasn't. People misread it sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. We knew this was coming. I mean, Howie pretty much told us. He said, look, it's not going to look the same. It's not going to look the same. So we won the Super Bowl. I'm giving them a little bit of a pass because of that. Because, okay, I'm living off that high right now.
Well, they deserve that.
They deserve that.
Yeah. So I'm giving them a little bit of a pass. Now, I think next year, I think we as fans, we set in that bar high. We went to the Super Bowl. We won another one. And that's all right for the fans. But the team realistically can't afford all of these guys.
That's correct.
I mean, if they didn't have a salary cap, man, every team would be balling out every year. But we can't do that. So next year, I think it's just a little bit of a reset because they're going to see what these young boys can do. They're going to probably bring in some more guys and see if they can play up to the standard. And then the following year, I say we get a Super Bowl again.
Alex, the most reasonable call.
That was very rational.
Very reasonable. All right, Alex, give me a great answer from the world of fiction, because obviously Howie's got a plan. Whether it works or not, he's got a plan. Who had a plan in a movie, a show, or a book?
Kaiser Sose.
Who's that?
Had an awesome plan.
He said Kaiser Sose.
Oh, Kaiser Sose. I already heard. We already said that one. Give me a different answer. I thought he said Isaac.
Who's that?
Isaac Sose?
Clint Eastwood in Escape from Alcatraz.
You got it, buddy. Alex, appreciate the call. All right, let's welcome.
He can't hear.
No, I thought
it's unbelievable.
Really can't hear.
Especially when Kaiser Sose said, "Who's that?" That was Joe's answer today.
Well, Kaiser and Isaac.
He's the one who said Kaiser Sose.
They sound a little alike.
Still couldn't hear.
A little bit alike. There's no mistaking the voice, the diction, the greatness. Ladies and gentlemen, at McGurk's here in Rochester, let's hear it from Mr. Merrill Reese. Merrill, good morning, sir.
Thank you.
How about Steve McQueen of the Great Escape?
Well, that's another
that's
one
a
right
great
there.
Answer.
That's another one. By the way, speaking of thank you, Merrill, let me start with this. Before we get to next year's team and all this, thank you to you for a great Super Bowl broadcast. Like, obviously, what the main thing was the Eagles team nailing it on the field. But that call at the end of the game, the broadcast, you nailed it again, Merrill. Is that nerve-wracking? Let me ask you a question here. When the game was winding down, and you knew this was going to be a different kind of ending. This wasn't like the ball's up in the air, maybe a Patriot catches it, maybe
around.
An Eagle, right? Like, it wasn't – this was like going to be a kneel down.
Yeah, it was 34 to nothing.
Like, you had the two-minute warning to know, okay, I'm going to have a kneel down to end the game. Were you concerned it would be hard to nail it? Because you still nailed it.
See, I don't think in those terms. Yeah. I don't think, what am I going to say? I just say it.
Yeah.
And, of course, in Super Bowl 52 – The Eagles had the – it didn't end until the ball hit the ground. So it was over, and then it all just came out. I will admit that this game – I have to tell you, first of all, we go back to the Rams game, and I made the mistake. When Saquon Barkley scored, I said, there's the dagger. And I didn't know – Cindy, I don't look at my phone during the game, but Cindy was texting me, stop it. Stop it. She hates when I do that.
Cindy was right. She
was right. Yeah. They could have lost it on one more. You know,
thank you, Jalen Carter.
But anyhow, you go into a game like this, I'm not going to say anything until it's really over. But when I did know it was over was when they came out in the second half and Kansas City couldn't do anything on the first possession. I mean, Andy Reid had a three-hour halftime show to figure out something to do.
Right.
And he couldn't.
Yeah.
He couldn't do a thing.
That was stunning.
And I said right there, this game is over.
Yeah, I felt
the same
thing.
They don't have an answer.
Yeah.
So I did have a little bit of time to mull it around in my head and know which direction I was going to go.
Yeah.
But when it comes out, it comes out.
So, Merrill, I've been around you enough through the years. And, of course, you can join us, Merrill, with us this entire hour. Either be here at McGurk's in Roseford or join us on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Merrill, I've heard you say many times shortly before a season starts when someone says, you know, what do you think of the Eagles this year and how far are they going to go? And I've heard you say many times, we don't know yet who's going to be healthy and who's going to be injured. Hard to predict any of that and hard to therefore predict the overall team. And I feel like there's a similar thing right now as it relates to even preparing for September. We don't know who's going to be on the team. We know most of it, but we don't. There's 10 or 15 guys. How do you feel right now, given what they had done, and now obviously have lost some pretty hefty figures from that group, and it looks like probably going to lose more? What's going through your mind about this transition?
You know, let me tell you an interesting story. The day before they left for Arizona for Super Bowl 57, I was sitting in the locker room with Jalen Hurts, and we were having a conversation, and he said to me, Merrill, this is going to be a great team for a long time. And I said, Jalen, let me tell you something. Look around the locker room, because you will never play with this team again. You've got to play next Sunday like it's the last game you're ever going to play, because these teams change from year to year. Yeah. Going back 100 years when the Eagles lost to the Raiders, I got on the plane the next day expecting everybody to be, you know, down. And the guys were up because they said, we've been here. We know what it's like. We're going to get back there and win next year. Well, next year didn't come for 24 years.
Right.
So you don't know.
That was really before free agency and the salary cap. I mean, the league design is to hurt the greatest teams.
See, I know this. This is a great organization.
Yeah.
Nick knows exactly what he's doing. As a matter of fact, I was down at a reception Friday night before the game, and Nick and I were speaking, and he said, you know what? We're going to win this game. He really believed. He said, we are going to win this game. And I have a feeling that Andy Reid, deep down, knew that they were outmanned.
Wow.
I believe he knew that going into that game. He just looked at the roster, looked at strengths,
sure,
looked at weaknesses. He knew. So, but going into a season, you never really know, because I did make the prediction before the season. Mike and I were at an event, and they asked us at the end to pick a record, and I picked 14-3.
Look at you, Merrill.
But,
look at you.
Okay, but that was just luck.
Sure.
I knew they were a very, very good team going into the season. I knew they were a very complete season. I had there are a couple of things I've rethought. I used to think that this team isn't physical enough during the preseason, that they've got to tackle to the ground, do more of what Dan Campbell did in Detroit. And I also felt that you've got to use some regulars in the preseason games just to get the timing down. Well, they didn't. Dan Campbell did. And then when Dan Campbell played Washington at the end of the season, they had 18 guys on injured reserve, and the Eagles, with the exception of N'Kobe Dean, are relatively healthy.
That's right.
So they're doing it right. You won't ever hear me say they should be hitting more during the preseason or playing regulars. They've got it right. It's a new age. This is not the Dick Vermeil years when they had 120 guys reenacting the Bataan Death March. It's a different world.
But the thing that's amazing, Merrill, is it does feel like he has changed the hitting approach. That Nick, and they told us after last season, he told us that he was thinking about adjusting things the way that he practiced in training camp, for example, thinking about changing the way they approached their practice.
But it still wasn't extreme, and they still didn't play anyone in the preseason.
It wasn't extreme, but he talked those players into, maybe didn't even talk them into, convinced them that hitting was what was best, and practicing on Monday was better than see you Wednesday like Andy Reid used to do it. Mm-hmm. He has convinced these players to go the hard path, to do the extra step, and it's paid massive dividends.
Right, but the extra step doesn't involve all-out hitting.
Right. Yeah,
the extra step is done very, very intelligently, and this is what they did. So when you say, what do I think about next season, I think that Nick knows what he's doing. I think they have a great quarterback, a top-five quarterback. I felt that the way from the day he came into the league, and I stood there in the middle of the field watching with Doug Peterson, and Doug Peterson said to me, this guy can make every pass you have to make. He's got an exceptional arm, he's got great running ability, and he's a great kid. He's an intelligent kid. Nick Saban said that. He said he's one of the greatest kids he's ever coached. And I liked him when I saw him at Alabama, at Oklahoma, and I still believe the Eagles are very, very fortunate to have Jalen Hurts. You know, I'm not comparing quarterbacks. I will only say that the last three times he has matched up with Patrick Mahomes, he's outplayed him.
Yeah, no, that is correct. Sure is the Birds Town Hall. NFL free agency day number three. We broadcast today from McGurk's in Roseford. Entire broadcast brought to us by NovaCare Rehabilitation, Power of Physical Therapy. Be at McGurk's this weekend for their annual St. Paddy's Day bash. Obviously be here today for the Birds Town Hall, as the radio station will be broadcasting through 7 o'clock tonight. So our show, Joe and Hugh's show, and then Spike, Ike, and Jack. Obviously, all of it till 7 tonight. Elliot is at the Surfside Free Agency desk. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, the official cocktail of Philly sports. Merrill Reese with us right now as well. Elliot, the league year starts at 4.
Correct.
So deals can start being official at 4. But obviously, the unofficial variety can occur before that, like they have the last 2 days. What time today do you think the activity starts, that desk that you're at starts, you know, telling us some breaking news?
Well, so the Eagles are the only team that has not signed an external free agent. So hopefully it's
really
the whole league? They're the only team in the league that's not signed a free agent outside of their own, like a re-signing. So hopefully soon. Look, it could be any minute. I mean, it's not like Howie's sleeping in this morning, right? So he's going to be able to – he'll be up. He'll be trying
probably the next hour or two you'll start hearing stuff,
I think
sure. All right, by the way, time's yours. Obviously, so far, the ledger doesn't look good for the Eagles. Now, to a large extent, this is unavoidable because you have so many great players. It's a salary cap world. Free agency exists. Players leave. The CJGJ thing certainly was a surprise. Here's what you can do to react. Not only join us on the regular phone lines – but the time's yours line. Wechter tells me we are at this moment a little light on time's yours calls for our 9:45 segment today. Whatever you're feeling about what's going on so far with free agency, good or bad, get it off your chest. Time's yours today, 215-238-4500. You can make the show 9:45 today. You got to get that call in somewhat soon, 215-238-4500. To join us in Time's Yours. Merrill, do you worry about the Goddard, Slay, and Becton thing? I mean, we became attached to these guys. They were very good. Simple reality, you can't keep everybody.
You can.
Does it concern you that the roster is getting picked pretty hard by other teams?
I'm not surprised. I'm not as worried about safety as a lot of people are, because I think Sidney Brown is going to be a great player. I think he's got tremendous desire. I think he's got great athleticism, as we saw with a 95-yard interception against Arizona two years ago. And I think he's going to come in healthy. I think that Sidney Brown will add a lot to this team immediately.
If they lose Goddard, that hurts them.
Yes.
He's a really good player.
He's a really, really good player.
And Slay's been an outstanding Eagle.
He has, but he's going to be 36.
Yes, he is.
So you're better off when you're in that mid-30 range making the move you have to make.
John, gut feeling, those three. Goddard, Slay, and Becton. How many do they keep?
I think
it's zero, right?
Becton is possible. Steal yourself for zero. one is likely.
James, which is more likely, zero or one?
I don't think you should be panicked about the situation at all.
Well, I don't think I'm panicked.
I think you're forgetting
the
fact that we are, I don't know, a day into the first portion of how teams add, how teams
subtract,
transform
themselves. Do you hear what Elliott said? They don't have an external. Only team in the league.
We signed the best back in the NFL.
They already had that. Back.
We had Zach Bond.
It's fun for Saquon, but it didn't actually make the team better.
By the way, Elliot, when Zach Bond makes 8 times or 9 times more than he did last year, he doesn't become 8 or 9 times better, right?
Correct.
I'm just asking for a friend.
Correct.
Look, I'm not complaining. I want to be clear to everyone listening. I'm not complaining.
Sounds a little complaining if we're being honest about it.
I'm sad and I'm bummed. And
I think sad is fair. I think disappointed is when you get a little, like we expected it. We literally did our show on Monday saying emotionally prepare yourself to lose a lot of good players.
Yeah.
And to this point, CJGJ is the only player we lost that we didn't expect to lose. He's the only one. Like, everyone else we thought was gone. So just to keep that in perspective, I'm bummed that they're gone, but it feels like I was more prepared for it.
I know, but I'll say this. If the Eagles and Chiefs line up today, or, like, let's say Monday.
I think the Eagles win, like, 40-30 instead of 40-6.
I don't know. I mean, if you don't have Goddard and Slay and Becton, maybe the Chiefs
win. I think they're way better still.
A year to continue to field a team, Joe.
I think today and tomorrow are big days, though. Like, they do have to add somebody. We can all sit here and say what we were expecting, and I agree, but I don't think any of us would have said that essentially – by the third wave of free agency, they would have added zero people. So, I mean, today and tomorrow, I would like to see them add somebody.
But you know what, Elliot? I have to say this. The Eagles' greatest needs this year are the thickest part of the draft.
100%. Yep.
This is where the draft is strongest. Interior linemen, edge rushers. This is the best part of this draft.
Tight end.
You know what? There's not a quarterback out there who's as good as any of the top five drafted last year.
I agree with that. Yeah, I don't think Cam Ward is as good as anyone taken in
the draft. No, I agree. Their needs do match up with the draft. That being said, I'm all for playing the young players. I get that. You do want to add some veteran players. I mean, they're going to be playing in big games next year.
And they will.
They will. I agree. Yeah. But the time has to come eventually. Like, it can't be next week.
There are players who are cut, who are great players.
I mean, again, they are the only team that's not signed some bunch. So not act like this is normal.
Well,
I mean,
I'm with you on that, Elliot.
I agree with you, but Howie did say, literally, this is not going to be normal. It's not what you expect.
Yeah.
He said those words.
Say it again, Ray.
I said, but just because Howie said it, don't have to, like...
But we just won the Super Bowl. Is what happens when you
James,
win. This
I get
is,
it, but it
comes with the territory.
Just because Howie said it's normal doesn't mean I have to view it as normal.
Correct. Yeah, or like it.
No, but you could have patience with it.
I don't have to either.
I'm just saying, I think it's a mistake not to.
The thing about the NFL that is so obvious, and the Eagles' roller coaster in recent years speaks to this, you can go up really fast. You can go down really fast. Now, I don't think they're going to be down, but I will tell you this. Between the players they've lost, the hellacious schedule that has come, and we'll know the schedule in about a month or two, but we know the opponents, and we know it's brutal with a capital B.
Is it?
Oh, it's brutal. I'm going to get it for you in the next 5 minutes, Merle. Wait till you hear who they play.
I know, but see, you don't
we
know
do
when.
The same exercise
you don't
every
know.
Year.
You don't know when they play them.
Yeah. No,
and you don't know who's healthy.
Of
and you don't know
not.
Who's up and who's down.
We don't know
I
who's
never,
on the team.
I never look at a schedule and put down W's.
But
and
we
L's.
Know it's harder to play the Bills in Carolina,
and
right?
Again, 2 years ago, they lost 5 defensive starters, and then 2 years later, they won the Super Bowl in absolutely dominant fashion, had the best team we've ever seen. I get your point, but they've shown that they can lose really good players and recover.
Well, they have, but I'll remind people of this. The Eagles have been, prior to this last one, in 4 other Super Bowls, and in the 4 years that followed, they won 1 combined playoff game.
Yeah.
Sure, so, but you know, then they won the Super Bowl the year after this time.
I understand.
And this is the regime and the group that we're talking about.
I get it. All right, let's go to the phones. And the other thing I was going to say is injuries. I mean, maybe they have found some magic formula. I mean, maybe they really have, but I tend to think it's more luck that they weren't that injured in 22 and 24. And, you know, at some point they're going to have more injuries than they've had. I mean, they've been very fortunate with the lack of injuries in 22 and 24. Very fortunate.
And maybe we'll continue to be lucky because we have a really good medical staff and athletic trainers. And we have
sports science and all that.
The sports science.
Maybe not.
We lift to protect our bodies and augment our bodies.
They're not beaten up, John, going into the season.
And they have a smart way of preparing.
All right, to the phones we go. Let's talk to Andy right now. Bird's Town Hall from McGurk's in Royersford. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. How are we doing, everybody?
Doing great, Andrew.
All right. Well, so first of all, did you guys hear this thing that the afternoon show started yesterday where they're going to, every Friday, they're going to award the belt?
Was that before or after CJ was traded?
After. It was after.
Okay.
What is the belt? What are they awarding?
So basically, it's only going to be open to WIP, you know, staffers. So whoever has the best take or the best view on something, every Friday they're going to award.
Well, if it's about the best, then I'm going to win it every week.
That you were mentioned as someone who probably would never win it. They were joking, obviously.
What do you got? So, Andy, do you like this idea or is that a bad idea?
Well, so I like it.
I'll take a belt or two.
Always good, but I'm going to preemptively award this week's belt to ESP for a couple of reasons.
Wow, so I like this. Go ahead.
So 13 hours on air today is the same or possibly a little bit less time than the camera's going to spend in the bath this week. So I think that's pretty impressive.
All the days combined, could go either way.
He's giving you a run for your money. Number two, Elliot, you said yesterday that Love is Blind is your favorite reality show.
100%.
I'm a former reality show producer, so you're speaking my language.
And I love
three,
it.
And this is the big one. You have a plan to bring us the Dorian Thompson-Robinson training camp stats we need this
month. That's exactly right. I do think Joe diminished that acquisition a little bit earlier.
Yeah, third string QB.
He was like a quarterback named.
Yeah. Like I know anything about this.
That was the point. You're like
What do I know about this guy?
DTR, man. You're not down with DTR?
He'll probably never play a snap for the Eagles in a meaningful game. I mean, probably. All right, Andy.
Hopefully.
Andy, give me an answer here for a fictional plan.
Fictional plan, Inigo Montoya. He spent his whole life planning exactly what he was going to say when he met the six-finger man.
You got it, man. That is a good answer right there. Let's talk to Jack. He's calling from Newtown. Good morning, Jack. Yo, Jack.
Sound like Darth Vader there.
Yeah, for real.
We'll get back to him.
But Jack is sleepy.
Let's go to Tom. He's calling from Springfield. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, John. Good morning, Rhea. And a special good morning to Merrill. Obviously an honor to speak to you this morning. Joe, I told Wechter when he picked up the line, I heard you. Obviously been on hold for a little bit. But I heard you, you know, I said I needed to talk you off the ledge.
Okay. I don't think I'm on the ledge as much as these guys are saying, but go ahead.
Joe seemed to think that your toes were maybe just over.
Tom, let me just ask you a question. Aren't you concerned?
Okay, so am I concerned? Yes.
Okay,
but here's the reality of the situation, which is why I need to talk you off the ledge. Okay, did a little homework while I was on hold. Do you know how many Eagles, how many players left the roster following the 2017 season when obviously the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
Players or starters?
Players total between 2017.
Well, I have no idea. I mean, if I had to guess out of 53 players, probably 21.
You're pretty close, Joe. It was pretty good. It was 23.
Okay.
And I'm looking down the list, and almost everybody they're like, "Oh, he played 2 years or is no longer in the league." And I mean, I have the list up. I could run down it, but there's no need for that. It's March 12th. Let Howie cook. It's Howie season. He's going to figure this out one way or the other, because he's going to find a guy in the draft, or he's going to find an undervalued guy, or he's going to find somebody. We're not playing a game next week. We've got, like John said, 6 months to figure this out, or whatever the timetable is.
So, okay, wait, can I just push back? Can I push back quickly on this? Because I mostly agree with your point, but to defend Joe for a little bit, like you bring up that how in the last two Super Bowls the roster turned over a lot. They didn't win a playoff game, or they won one playoff game in 2018, and they didn't win a playoff game in 2023. So we can all agree that for the long-term future, maybe they do have to take a step back with their spending. But we also then have to acknowledge that, like, the 2025 Eagles are not going to be as good, more than likely, as the 2024 Eagles. And they're
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
There is a reason to be concerned if you're Joe about that.
Well, I understand that, but you knew this was going to happen. We talked about, everybody talked about.
Well, here's where all, Tom, here's where I'll address that. I knew some of this was going to happen. It's been more than I expected.
Just CJ, GJ, right, though?
Josh.
Yeah, but also the combination of Goddard and Slay and Becton. I think they're all probably gone. Like, I didn't expect all of that.
Well, we expected one of four, right? We talked about Bond. We expected the other three of the big four to go. We thought that Slay was a real possibility to be gone. We talked about God. I mean, these are all things we talked about.
Yeah, but I didn't think it would be all of them, and it might be all of them other than Bond. It might be all of them.
But Bond was what mattered most, and we said that going in.
Well, yeah, but the other seven guys mattered too.
Bond is what matters most.
Yeah, but what matters most?
We might have to sacrifice. We might have to cut corners. That's what we just did. And we have the rest of this next period, a lot of time, to make up for what we've just had to do. We had to lop off parts of our team that we don't feel great about. But
no, they did.
We'll get to add youth. Now we'll get to add. It's still free agency, man. It's still just the second day. You know, like free agency, we will add guys. There'll be second wave guys. There'll be third wave guys. So, who knows? Maybe there'll be a Zach Bond and shock everyone.
Yeah, maybe they won't.
Than anyone ever expected.
But maybe they won't.
Odds are good that will not happen. Right.
Joe, can I add two names?
Please do.
Vic Fangio and Jeff Stoutland. Yep. So I don't think the CJGJ move would have been made unless it was run by Vic Fangio, who felt that he could replace him. That's number one. And number two, if Becton leaves, whoever comes in to play right guard will be coached by Jeff Stoutland, who will become a better than adequate player.
Yeah, well,
that was the point to start the show. Everyone in that building is that they collaborate on these decisions. I'm sure, like you said, Stoutland's complicit. Vic Fangio, he's complicit.
Absolutely.
They understand it's a loss. They understand that we're still going to be able to field the team that they feel good about, because that's what this is all about. They
all right,
know
Tom,
how
give
to
me,
make our team
Tom,
better.
Tom, from the world of fiction, because obviously Howie's got a plan. Whether it's good or not, he's got a plan. Who from the world of fiction had a plan?
So this is going to be a good one for you if you've seen it. But Mark Watney from The Martian used to sign.
Oh, yeah, good right. call.
Yeah, that is a pretty good call.
Jeez.
That movie could have been better. It was pretty good, but it could have been better.
Let's, it was good.
It was okay. Let's go to JB in Chestnut Hill. What's going on, JB?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Rhea, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hi, JB.
John, you know the human body's born with 300 bones, then eventually ends up with 206?
Wow. How about that?
Hey, a little fun.
It's crazy. The skull is crazy. The skull,
well,
about, you got a bunch of them up there.
They all merged.
JB,
together.
What about John Wayne? What about John Wayne Bobbitt, who ended up with 205?
Oh God!
Oh my!
Well,
God.
It wasn't. It's actually not a bone, but I like where you're going with it.
Do you really, JB? Do you really like where he went with that? Like, is that really something?
I crack myself up. I do. I'll tell you what. He disliked it more than we did. All right, JB, what do you got on the birds?
Sophomore humor. I mean, I hate to quote Aaron Rodgers, but R-E-L-A-X. Like, look, exactly what Morrow was saying. You get two of the greatest offensive line minds and defensive minds in the last 30 years of football. Jeff Stoutland, look, I mean, you may or may not like the kid from Houston, but he's a monstrous human being who's a great down blocker. This team is a running team now. We've determined that, right? Where this isn't the.
I sure hope like they the stay that way. Yeah,
they are, because we're not. The
well, as long
the
as
NFL,
they have Saquon,
right?
As long as they have Saquon, they should. Obviously, if he gets injured, that could change the equation.
Well, yeah, I mean, if Saquon gets injured, the season's over. Let's just be honest. Like, so, and we have again, the top three running back in the last 10 years? Maybe it's him, Derrick Henry, and I don't know where else we can go besides that. So, I think that you don't have to worry too much about it. I think Milton Williams is going to be another. He's going to be great in New England because he gets to be lined up next to, you know, Christian Barrymore, and that defense is going to be loaded for bear. But that being said, he benefited from coming off of Carter's double team. Like, nobody even knew who Milton Williams was 3 years ago, besides me, John, and maybe two other people. Like, can you tell me what his stats were in college? He was a Louisiana Tech guy who, right? But
JB, I think he's more. I think he's more than a guy who benefited from Jalen Carter. He is a guy who benefited from Jalen Carter, but I think he's more than that. That's like saying Clyde Simmons is a guy that purely benefited from.
Williams is Clyde Simmons.
No, but I'm saying, like, did Clyde benefit from Reggie? Yes, but was Clyde legitimate on his own? Yes,
yeah, I think Williams is good.
I think Milton Williams is legitimate on his own.
Welcome aboard. We were trying to tell you for 2 years that Milton Williams was good.
But, you know, Joe, how excited were you last year when you heard that the Eagles had acquired Mekhi Becton?
Not at all.
Zach Bond,
same thing.
Of course. But the flip side of that, Merrill, is for every two of them, there are plenty that don't work out.
Sure, but more lately, Howie has
You're
had
right.
a lot more hits than misses.
That's fair. That's right. All right, JB, I need an answer for who had a plan.
Real quick, I'd tell you, I think that all these fourth-round picks that Howie has this season wouldn't surprise me if you see him work his magic and go in there and grab, you know, Kenneth Grant from Michigan, or he goes up and grabs Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M. Both great interior linemen, who then you put next to Jalen Carter, all of a sudden we're like, oh, Milton who? So
we'll see. JB, who had a plan?
How about Danny Ocean from Ocean's
Eleven? Oh, yeah. Ooh, great answer.
Right. He's
got
a plotter.
A lot of good calls here today. Jack in Newtown. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I have a question here with regard to the Eagles. Tanner McKee, are we going to be satisfied with him being the backup, or are they looking for somebody else?
Oh, I think they're very satisfied.
Yeah, he's a good backup. Jack, what was going on earlier with you?
Were you sleeping?
I was.
Hey, fellas,
it's awesome.
When you get to be my age, you take it when you can get it.
I appreciate that. That's good.
Did Elliot bore you?
Yeah, I feel like that's what happened there. Yeah.
I think it was you, Joe. All right. I have this question. This is with regard to me. I played in a football game against a gentleman who was a Heisman Trophy winner, college and pro Hall of Fame, and two-time Super Bowl MVP. It was not in college. It was not in high school or BYO basketball.
A two-time Super Bowl MVP.
What was the question?
Yes.
Merrill, what do you think here? A two-time Super Bowl MVP that was in the college and football Hall of Fame.
Yes.
What do you think, Merrill?
The college and pro football?
That's what he just said.
Well, I mean, there's a couple options.
Well,
Troy Aikman?
I mean, Joe Montana?
No, Montana won three.
Oh, just only a two-time.
Two-time MVP of the Super Bowl, he said. I don't know.
It's got to be a quarterback.
I'll go with Bradshaw.
Jim Plunkett.
Ooh, Plunkett's a good answer.
No, because didn't the Raider
I don't know. I don't know.
What's the answer, Jack?
Oh, yeah, Mark Salvador.
Oh, Roger Staubach. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right.
I was playing for not very good. Quantico Marines against Pensacola Naval Air Station.
Very cool. All right, Jack, in all due respect for that way back story, what do you got on the Eagles?
Well, the Eagles was Tanner McKay. Now
Tanner McKay. We got you. All right, give me who had a plan, Jack.
Norman Dale.
Pass the ball.
Yeah.
Can we say that he should have just said give the ball to Jimmy more often? Maybe you don't need to pass. Maybe you don't need to pass it four times when you have a superstar on your court.
Fence.
Like, just let Jimmy shoot.
Merrill, what's the best sports movie of all time?
Well, my favorite football movie is Everybody's All-American.
I love it.
Super one.
What about Remember the Titans? Do you like Remember the Titans?
That's Cindy's favorite. She sees that every time it's on.
Joe despises
that's the best football movie.
Remember the Titans.
But my favorite easily is Everybody's All-American. Dennis Quaid, Jessica Lange.
I love that,
it's
too.
Just a great
Dennis
movie.
Dennis Quaid was
the original
really
Longest Yard is great with Burt Reynolds.
But
that's
do you feel any animosity toward Joe for disparaging Remember the Titans? Because it is your wife's favorite movie.
It is her favorite movie. But
it's almost a slap in the face of Cindy that Joe feels the way he feels.
I think that is what it is.
Yeah, but Meryl and I are both big Jessica Lange fans. So, I mean, that's what...
What does that have to do with Remember the Titans?
She wasn't in Remember the Titans.
Okay.
Maybe Remember the Titans would have been better if they had Jessica Lange instead of Hayden Panettiere or whatever her name is.
That came from a Frank DeFord book.
Jessica Lange as a child?
No, give me... That was the real Jessica Lange.
Everybody's All-American came from a Frank DeFord book, who was a famous author.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
And it was based loosely on the life of Billy Cannon.
That's cool. It's a great movie.
Love the movie.
I think Slapshot is the best sports movie.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie. But
if you're talking about favorite sports movies, then I love Bagger Vance and The Greatest Game Ever Played.
Yeah.
Two great golf movies.
So the second one I saw, first one
Bagger Vance
I
with
not.
Matt Damon? Sure.
And Charlize Theron.
Right, yeah, and Charlize Theron. Yep, yeah, it's a good movie.
All right, let's talk
to... I could watch Charlize Theron sitting in a chair for 2 hours.
Oh, my God, Meryl.
God bless you, Meryl.
Same, Meryl.
That was a good line.
I think that's it.
Meryl, you
that's
may have...
That's a common
You may have just won Drop of the Week. You know, I'm just saying. All right, we don't get to Dirty Meryl. Much. We need more dirty Meryl.
Nothing dirty about
it. It's not dirty.
It's
because she's a great actress.
Meryl.
She's an Oscar-winning actress, Joe.
Wait a minute. Right now I'm watching Cindy sitting in the
chair. All right, let's hear it for Cindy Reese, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Meryl's wife is here today at McGurk's. How about that?
Bravo.
And come hang out at McGurk's if you can. The radio station will be broadcasting until 7 o'clock today. Our show till 10. And then a few of us will be part of Joe and Hugh's show once they begin at 10 o'clock today. Also, Joe and Hugh will be with us in the 9 o'clock hour. Mel will hear for another 15 minutes. Let's talk to Violet right now. Good morning, Violet.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Violet?
How's everybody?
Super.
Is Mr. Reese still there?
I am.
I just wanted to say what an absolute honor. I cannot imagine listening to anybody else. You are just amazing, and I absolutely adore you.
Thank you.
Shout out to
Bobby. I wanted to get back to what's going on. So at first, when I first called this morning, I was really freaking out. But now that I've kind of settled in and I've listened to the show this morning and I've been doing some research, it might not be so bad. I mean, maybe we just need to trust what Howie is planning. I mean, I don't know what he's planning. You know, maybe he just thinks that Fangio is just that good, that whoever we do bring in, that he can bring out the best in them. So,
well, maybe. But, Violet, let me ask you a question. Are the Eagles worse today than they were a month ago? There's a very simple answer here. But go ahead. What's the answer? Are they worse than a month ago? Yes or no?
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
Well, it means something. It doesn't mean everything, but it certainly means something.
Now, I will say that you do bank on players getting better, too. Like Jalen Hurts, you expect him to be better next year than this year.
Nolan Smith.
Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, these guys you expect to grow and get better. Yeah. So I do think that is something we haven't talked about that, you know, is a part of their calculus
as well. It's a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just think we need to wait and see how it all plays out. I really do. I mean, it may not be so bad. It just may not be so bad.
It's not going to be so bad. It's going to be really good because we have a really strong organization who continues to field strong teams.
We'll see.
Howie's got a lot of time to continue to add. This is just the beginning.
All right, Violet, give me who had a plan. You can win the Bare Naked Ladies tickets.
Well, I'm going way back. The Roadrunner.
The Roadrunner. Now, what was the plan? Go chase the...
Yeah, but he never caught it.
Well, the plan didn't work.
Yeah.
He did have a plan, though.
And was the plan
just
chase?
It was Wile E. Coyote.
Well, first of all, the plan doesn't have to work. Yeah. We said that earlier.
That's true. Oh, right, okay. But what's the plan? Just chase? Like, I don't know if that's like detailed plan.
The Roadrunner didn't have a plan. Yeah, the Roadrunner is just doing his thing, and Wile E. Coyote is the one who has the plan.
Maybe he was setting up some stuff.
Just to run away.
Well, he clearly had a plan. It just didn't work.
Yeah, I think there was a plan.
The plan is catching.
The Roadrunner had
no plan. No, he's just running. Wile E. Coyote's the one with the plans. They didn't work. Roadrunner just runs away.
No, I don't think
what are you talking about?
Well, the coyote's the one doing the chasing.
That's what we're trying to say, Joe. She's got it backwards.
Yes.
All right, Twitter poll questions of the day. They're all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more. In a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First question, are you happy with what has happened with Eagles free agency so far, yes or no? Second question, whose departure bothers you the most? Four choices. We don't have Gainwell and some others on here, but we've got CJ, GJ, Isaiah Rogers, Josh Sweat, Milt Williams. And the third poll question, did CJ, GJ's social media actions last week contribute to him being traded? Yes or no? You can vote on that as well at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, more with Merrill. More with Merrill Reese coming up in 1 minute as we continue our broadcast here from McGurk's.
If you're shopping for an engagement ring, do not make a purchase until you visit my friends at Benari Jewelers. You're getting the best value on these hand-selected diamonds, and these come directly from the world's premier diamond cutters, but only after Benari declines most of the diamonds presented to them. They're extremely selective, and they only return with the best of the best stones. That's why I tell you, the value is next level. Then there are the designers. Benari carries the most sought-after bridal designers and one-of-a-kind rings that you just can't get at big-box jewelry stores. If you don't find exactly what she wants, Benari will handcraft an engagement ring to her specifications. But to be clear, Benari has thousands of rings to choose from. You're focused on popping the big question. Benari provides something you won't see anywhere else, an industry-leading 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. That diamond that you purchase will never lose value when you're ready to upgrade. Like I said, do not buy an engagement ring until you visit my friends at Benari Jewelers. Benari Jewelers, Exton in Newtown Square.
All right, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie. It's the Birdstown Hall from McGurk's and Rochford today. Broadcast brought to us by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Join McGurk's this weekend for the annual St. Paddy's Day bash. Merrill, a couple more minutes here with us. You know, Merrill, obviously today's been largely about who's left and what it means. I mean, who left and what it means. But there is a lot left. Saquon is still here, a number of people. I'm curious, from your years, and your years certainly go back to prior to being a broadcaster of the games. I mean, as a kid, you were a fan of the Eagles.
Sure.
Do you think what Saquon did in 2024, was it the greatest season an Eagles ever had?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Well, wait. It's the greatest season an Eagles back has ever had.
I'm asking an Eagles player.
But you can't say that because he's a running back. I mean, how about the year that Reggie White had over 20 sacks?
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Reggie 87 versus Saquon versus a Van Buren, a Bednarik. I mean,
well, see, that's why you can't say ever.
This is what we do on talk radio, though.
But I know. But you can't say it's the best season anyone ever had. Because you can't go back into ancient history with Van Buren or Van Brocklin or Bednarik or McDonald or Carmichael or Mike Quick had some amazing seasons.
But none of them accumulated more yards than anyone else.
So like
and won a Super Bowl,
while winning the Super Bowl.
Well, from that standpoint, yes.
Well, but to be fair, Van Brocklin and Van Buren did win the championship of their time.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, it wasn't all the like Super Bowl.
That's why I never say ever, and that's why even at the end of the game, I said this is the best Eagles team in modern history because the game was better, the body sizes were different, they weren't as fast. It's a totally different game.
Yeah, Merrill, do you think Sirianni's here a long time? I mean, he's certainly an age that he could be. You think he's going to want to do this for a long time? I hope so.
I mean, there are some coaches who last and are effective for, like John Harbaugh. He's been effective for a long time. I think sometimes coaches have to be changed because there's a shelf life. I think if I were a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I would say it's time for Mike Tomlin to move on. He's been a great coach, and he's won a couple of Super Bowls, but they don't seem to have the answer anymore. And last year they fell apart at the end. Yeah. So, same thing with Andy. At the end of his stay here, Andy was ready and the Eagles were ready for a change. And Andy has gone on with his greatest success.
Sure has. Merrill, you know what I think is a big advantage for the Eagles? The Vic Fangio thing. And I mean not only how good he is, but his age. And the fact that, I mean, here we just had an NFL hiring cycle. Nobody interviewed him. I mean, I think Vic Fangio is going to be here for the next 6 to 8 years.
Oh, I do so.
And just be the guy.
Well, he made it known at the end of the season. He had no ambitions to be a head coach. He loves being back in this area. He loves coaching the defense.
Yeah.
One of my biggest quarrels with the Hall of Fame is the fact that there are no spots for defensive and offensive coordinators. Yeah. I mean, Bud Carson should be in the Hall of Fame just as a defensive coordinator. Jim Johnson should be in the Hall of Fame as an offensive, defensive coordinator, of course. But there are other great offensive coordinators who belong in there. They give it to head coaches. But I think one of the brightest people I've ever met in my entire career was Bud Carson. He was like, if you knew him, and he had two head coaching stints that were failures, but if you knew him, he had the demeanor of a literature professor at Princeton. I mean, he looked like a college professor. And yet, Reggie White, Jerome Brown, Clyde Simmons, they worshipped him.
And he was walking into a tough spot replacing Buddy, and he won them over quickly.
He really did.
Hey, Merrill, go ahead.
I have a question about this, the current team as we look at it. Mm-hmm. A lot of talk right now about Dallas Goedert maybe not being an Eagle next year. We know that Jalen seemed to have a nice rapport with Calcaterra. Is that something that you've been able to see as you're getting ready for games? They connect through the air, that's for sure. We know that they spent a year together at Oklahoma. Have you been able to see any examples of them getting along better than, you know, you'd normally expect for a quarterback to tight end?
No, because I really am not privy to that on an everyday basis, although I know there's a lot of harmony. This has been a great locker room. This is a great locker room. And I think Dallas Goedert is an exceptional player. I'd hate to see him leave. I mean, he makes big plays, and he is a great yak guy. The yards after the catches that he comes up with on almost every reception are exceptional. He's a terrific player. The only negative about Dallas Goedert is that he has missed a bunch of games.
Sure. I agree with you.
Merrill, it's been a real honor to do this last hour with you. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Mr. Merrill Reese, Hall of Famer, NFL Hall of Famer.
Well Joe and John and James, I have to tell you, and Rhea, wherever you are, I am a listener every day. So the first thing I do in the morning is put on you guys and just enjoy the show every day.
Thank you, Merle. Rhea's back in the studio today. She got a bad back, so
made
driving a further distance hard.
Hi, Rhea. I miss you.
I love Merle. I miss you.
That's why we can't see her today. Yeah. And Merle, one suggestion for your off season, because you got 5-6 months till you crank this up. Drive out of Canton, Ohio, and go say hi to yourself out there.
The drive last year was enough. I'll go
they
back.
They put me in the Hall of Fame. I'd go every off.
You know what? I know you would, Joe. You might go out weekly.
You know when I will go back to Canton, Ohio?
When's that?
When Mike Quick gets in.
Well,
because he really deserves it.
We all love Mike. The career was shorter than it could have been. I think Seth is the guy. Look, I think we all know Mike.
Well, either
Mike,
one.
Mike Seth would too. Mike would have been in. I think the shortened career really hurt him dramatically. Seth absolutely should be in.
Sure.
But it's a shame. Mike was probably the second or third best wide receiver of the 80s,
listen,
behind only Rice.
I'll tell you who else really deserved to be in, because he was the best linebacker of his era.
Bill?
Bill Berge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Berge.
Yeah.
And we miss him every day.
No question about it. The great Merrill Reese. Merrill, have a great all season.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you as we move over the next couple months.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.